Page three, consent agenda.
Commissioner, we have one page three consent agenda. This is the project that was built out of compliance with the commission permit that had been issued, and based on commission procedures and policy, we are bringing this to you as a consent item since the applicant has agreed to the proposed civil charge of $1,000. In this case, Lynn Haven River Investments LLC is requesting a permit modification to retain the open pile wharf decking and accompanying handrail constructed in the permitted footprint, but 1.5 feet higher in elevation to be used as additional restaurant floor space for the commercial establishment known as the Marlin Club, located at 2149 Vista Circle, situated along Long Creek in Virginia Beach. Back in June of 2012, the commission issued a permit for this structure. It involved some riprap revetment, a wharf area, and decking. And the wharf area was associated with the mooring of vessels and boats coming to the facility. However, when it got built, a portion of that wharf area was raised up a foot and a half that slightly encroaches channelward of low water at the channelward side, and then that matches the floor elevation of the deck for the restaurant. And so as a result, the restaurant is a little bit larger than what our plans had recognized when we issued the permit, and some of that slightly encroaches over state submerged lands. In this case, it does appear there was some confusion between the building plans, the owners, and the consultants getting the permits over exactly what the project was meant to look like, and so it appears there were some different plans that were generated. As a result, looking at that and the information provided, we felt the impact here was minimal. Seeing the misunderstanding that occurred, we felt the noncompliance was minimal. As a result, we proposed to Lynn Haven River Investments that this would fall into the minimal minor category in our matrix for civil charges, and they agreed to that $1,000 civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action. So with that, it would be staff's recommendation that you accept that, and we'd be allowed to modify the permit to reflect the change.
Any questions for Tony? Yes, sir. Mr. Palmer?
I went down there. It's a pretty place. I don't think they did anything on purpose. I'd like to see a fine suspended if we could.
All right. That's just a comment at this point, or you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt staff recommendation with the suspension of the fine.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Sessoms. Any comments on the motion at this point? Let me go to the public, too. Any comments from the public on this project? All right, we're back to the commission. Mr. Plummer?
I would like to point out that the comments show that the Wetlands Board determined that a modification request was not needed for the local Wetlands Board.
That's correct. The project involved riprap revetment, which was at the face of a bulkhead over its middle tidal area. That is then under the decking that was constructed, as I recall the drawings. And the decking that got raised up was over that riprap area. So as a result, the board concluded that nothing was necessary.
There was no impact.
No additional impact. Okay. In our situation, there was additional impact in the form of the decking being higher over the narrow strip of submerged lands, and it somewhat changed the use of how the deck would be used from the pier component to the restaurant component.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Okay, the motion is to approve item 3A with no additional civil charge. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.